everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. Just love the Lord this morning. So good to see y'all. We're going to go ahead and get our service started this morning. Really looking forward to the presentation and everything that we're going to do with our service this morning. But we want to put God first in all that we do. Like I said, so good to see each and every one of you. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning as we open up our service. Again, good to see y'all. For all our visitors, welcome, welcome, welcome. For all those watching live on the feed this morning, we just love you. Just glad you're able to join in with us. Or if you're watching at a later time, just know how much we love the Lord here at First Pentecostal, and we just welcome each and every one of you. So if you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you again, dear Lord, for this beautiful day you've given us, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we celebrate, dear Lord, this season, Lord, of your birth, Jesus Christ, dear Lord, as we celebrate the love and the mercy and the grace that you've shown us, dear Lord, the many blessings that you've given each and every one of us, dear Lord, may we stand here together in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, now may we just turn off all devices, anything that's distracting us from our service this morning. Dear Lord, we just want to worship you. Lord, we want to hear the scripture read. Dear Lord, we want to know, dear Lord, what you mean and how you love each and every one of us, dear Lord, and we just praise you. Again, dear Lord, you see the hands that were raised, dear Lord. You know the prayer request. You know the situations in each and every life, dear Lord. You know the depths of our heart even before we speak it. And, dear Lord, we're asking now for you to heal those that are sick, dear Lord, for you to protect those that need protection. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, and we just ask you to touch those that are lost. And by the byways, dear Lord, may you bring them back, dear Lord. We just ask to pray for each and every loved one. Lord, for those that are in recovery, those who are in nursing homes, shelters, right now, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just bless each and every one. We thank you, dear Lord, for all those that are serving this morning, whether it be nurses, police, fire, military. And, dear Lord, we ask you just to bless them and let them feel your blessing. Again, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn to page 408 if you can see it. Are they probably going to put it on the screen for us? Is your candle bright enough this morning? Let his light shine. There you go. We're going to sing Joy to the World. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. We're not going to do the offering right now. What we're going to ask, and we'll remind you again, hopefully at the end of the service, we'll have a couple of people standing at the end, at the door when they get ready to leave. And if you have an offering this morning, they'll have the baskets to put it in. So if you would just feel free to worry, we won't worry about it right now. We're fixed to turn it over for our season and this Christmas season, and turn it over to the choir and all the special preparations going forward this morning. So as right now, I'm going to step out of the way and turn it over to them. Just praise God.
Thank you, Brother Jim, and good morning and Merry Christmas to everybody. Amen. As we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do so this morning with a choice of songs that are going to be presented by the choir this morning, and we pray that it will be a blessing to you. We certainly thank you for coming out this morning. We welcome each and every one of you, all of our regulars, our visitors, and each and every one who's there live streaming at home. We hope that you have a wonderful and blessed and glorious Merry Christmas. As 2020 finally seems to come to an end, and it's been very trying and probably something that maybe we want to get behind us, there's been some blessings this year too. Because as much trouble, as much strife, and as much adversity that has been in this world, we have a Lord and Savior who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we thank God that He is a present, a very present help in time of trouble. So at the end of our presentation, we will be asking you to join us in singing Silent Night. Now, many of you out there are holding candles, and we're going to ask at the end of the service that everyone stand. And if you have your candle, we're going to ask you just kind of wave it, not twirl it. Just kind of wave it as we all sing Silent Night. And I think it'll be a very moving experience as we join with our candles. But, you know, we're all separate candles, but we're going to join together as one body singing Silent Night unto the Lord. So now be much in prayer as we present our Christmas cantata.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when that news brought joy, sweet joy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when that news brought joy, sweet joy.
Now the shepherds watched their flocks by night, nearly fell asleep. Another lonely, quiet night, watching all those sheep. Until a choir of holy angels pierced the night with songs of joy. Good news I bring for Christ the King is Mary's baby boy.
Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel.
the meek and holy one. This baby boy would change the hearts of all who can believe. When the prophet told has come to pass,
the virgin has conceived. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel in the angels' rapid view of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the news brought joy, sweet joy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when that news brought joy, sweet joy. When that news brought joy, sweet joy. When that news brought joy, sweet joy.
And so it was while they were there. The days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I
am. And they were in the same country, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
On earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers all. Walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow, to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, and
when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he went and sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
A beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Oh, beautiful.
to the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What hope we hold this starlit night, a king is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long, we seek the light that leads to the hallowed manger ground. What fear we felt in the silent age, 400 years can he be found, but broken by a baby's cry, rejoice in the hallowed manger ground. Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, the great I Am. I never tire of hearing the Christmas story, the birth of our Lord and Savior, and how miraculous and wonderful that was, of humble beginnings. But let us also never forget that He was the sacrificial Lamb of God, that He came to this earth to bleed and die on a cruel cross of crucifixion for our sins. So as we celebrate, and we should, the birth of Christ, and as we have our family gatherings, and we should, as we rejoice for the blessings of this year, let us never ever forget the mission that Christ did and fulfilled when he came to this life and he bled and died on the cross of Calvary. I remember as I grew up, you know, I began to hear the story of Christ and how it impacted my life so much. But now, after all these years, what really means so very much to me is the fact that he bore my sins, that he took my sins to the cross of Calvary, and I am always so thankful for that. So now we're going to ask you to stand with your candles lit and your candles waving in unison to the precious Lamb of God as we sing Silent Night. And everybody sing.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender.
tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
We love you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This time we turn the service over to Brother Jim. He has some presentations to make. But before he comes, or as he's coming, I want to give a special thanks to our choir members.
Amen.
Amen. To our musicians. What a wonderful job. And to our sound booth, and the technicians are back there. Amen. God bless you. Brother Jim, would you come?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise God. Praise God. How beautiful, beautiful the service is this morning. Again, just love each and every one of you, but most of all, we love the Lord. Amen. 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 I want to welcome everybody again and ask y'all if you're a visitor, first time this morning, or haven't been with us long, we're just going to ask you to stand just for a minute. Who's visiting this morning or hadn't been here but just a couple of times? Y'all stand up. I see some new faces, and some of you hadn't seen in a long time. We just want to thank you for coming. We're going to give y'all a hand clap. Amen. 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 And I know there are those watching this morning that would love to be in the congregation, and we miss you so much. We're praying for you. And for those that have just found us, or the first time you're watching, or maybe you've come back a few times, let you know how much we love the Lord and how much we just want to be about His business. Because it's not about us, it's all about Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's beautiful arrangements this morning. Love you guys. Y'all be so great, so great. So I've got an opportunity this morning, then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tony. But one thing that we're active here now, and we're trying to grow every year, we always strive to have more people, but it's Sunday school. And I know there might be a few in here that hasn't attended a Sunday school class, whether it be as a child or an adult. But I want you to know that Sunday school has helped so much with the base, and it gives us an opportunity just to fix ourselves on the Lord and His Scripture. We have books we go by. We got a couple of classes that are just going by the Bible, and we just have all different levels. So you're more than welcome. If you're not going to Sunday school, we want you to come. But right now, those behind-the-scenes people, you know, we don't talk about all the other classes that often on regular Sunday morning, 11 o'clock service. But we have a children's church that goes strong where the nursery is getting started back up. We have Sunday school classes. We have a Wednesday night youth drama team, Child of the God. We have every alternating Wednesday night, there's a class for the children, a Bible study. So right now, we're going to recognize our Sunday school teachers and our assistant Sunday school teachers, or subs. So if you would come up front, I know there's a few not here this morning. Brother Chris, get up here. Miss Sister Lane, come on, all of y'all know who you are. We're missing some this morning because I know a few are traveling or visiting other things. Sister Nikki, come on up. I know you're supposed to be here. Brother Tony, if you're in the house, come on up. We have to call on many, many people, and we are missing some. Sister Autumn, come on up. Praise God. I see you sitting back there. We'll spray us out. Y'all don't have to get shoulder to shoulder if you're uncomfortable, if you want to have some room. But we've got Sister Jessica's a sub. We've got other ones. Brother Arch not with us this morning. Brother Tony does sub. Come on up, Brother Tony, just for a second, because you're going to be up here after me anyway, so you can head this way. Praise God. But I want to tell you real quick a little bit about these teachers. Each and every one of them, not only are they volunteers, not only are they giving up their time, but they're just like any teacher that we've run across in our life. And you know, when we mention teachers, sometimes we're nervous about our teachers. We say, oh no, I've got Miss So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so. But these have so much heart, and they're so special. And we're supported by our pastor and the secretary and treasurer and all that they do with us each day. But we just want to recognize them, and I want to take this opportunity to tell y'all, thank you. We love you. You're not doing this for recognition. It's kind of like our choir and musicians. We get to see them, but it's hard to get the chance to shake their hands. So we have a little token for them. I'm going to hand it out. And for the ones that aren't here, I'll get with them. I'll keep it what they've got, but it's not much. But we just want to let them know how much they're appreciated, how much we love them. But if you're not in Sunday school, please, you're invited. Give it one chance. Just one trial. We have two adult classes. We have kids' classes. We're always moving things around. Or if you want to get involved with our youth. Because I'll be honest with you, I bet there's not a one standing here, and most of y'all out there, that doesn't have a testimony of an impact a Sunday school teacher has made in their life. And I just want to thank them right now. So if y'all would, just want to give them a hand clap of praise. Thank y'all so much. And also, as y'all know, in a church our size, it's still growing. Our goal is to spread out some of the Sunday school classes. So if anybody would like to get involved in teaching, you don't have to take a class on your own if you're uncomfortable. First, if you want to be a sub or if you want to be a helper. Sometimes we have a class with as many as 7 or 8. You know how each age group, they just keep jumping. And we just would like to get you involved. So if there's anyone that wants to, please see me or anyone here with the church. They'll point you in the right direction, and we'd love to have you. So, and also, I'd like to see the Sunday school this next Sunday packed out. So y'all come. Praise the Lord. And right now I'm going to have the honor of turning over to Brother Tony, who is also, I'm just going to give him recognition, and Sister Karen, she's right back here. But they do our children's church in a wonderful job, and that's not a minor job. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Come on up, Brother Tony. It's nothing minor, because when we turn our children over to them and their spiritual growth is so strong. And these kids look at these two, and also those that help them. I know Brother Keith and some of them help. And when you get a chance, but when they look at them, and I don't know about y'all, but my testimony is my Sunday school teacher and with the children's group that took us off. They would go, we'd go bowling, and we did skating, and they still skate now, I understand, because one of my grandkids wants skates for Christmas. But that's what we did, and they kept us kind of honed in and with a spiritual guidance. So anyway, I just want to turn over to Brother Tony. He's got some presentation. Thank you, Brother Tony.
Well, praise the Lord. I get the honor for Brother Eddie, if you'll come up here. Sister Penny, run off. She hurt. We'll just present it to Brother Eddie. Sister Penny's neck's bothering her, so.
Oh, there she is.
And get a wheelchair.
easy son-in-law.
I would like to say that I think we've got the best pastor and pastor's wife in the world. I don't think there is any that can compare. I'm not very big with words. I'm not good with words, but I appreciate them. I appreciate their selflessness. Being married into their family, I get to see some stuff sometimes that some people don't. But I appreciate their selflessness, their love, the heart they have to serve not only God but to serve others. And I truly appreciate that. We'd like to present you, whichever one of you want it.
Go ahead, brother. Give her. You're going through anyway.
Oh, thank you, Brother Tony. Thank you, church. Hope the very best part of Christmas, the gift of God's love, wrapped in a miracle, fills your hearts and home with overflowing joy. Thanking God for you at Christmas and always. We love and appreciate you all, First Pentecostal Church. Thank you all for being who you are. And thank you for making this check out to me.
You see that, sweetheart?
I'm the one that handles
the She's the finance committee. I always feel like I'm ill-equipped to really extend to you my thankfulness and my appreciation, and it is heartfelt, and I don't want it to come across as a canned speech or anything. And by the way, Tony, you rehearsed and said exactly what I told you to. I thought you did good. Not really. But I hope our actions show you how much we love you. If we don't personally tell you each and every time how much we love you, because you are precious to us. We've often said that you're our family, you're our children, and you are in the household of God. And we feel very blessed, very fortunate to be able to be called pastor of a church and a congregation that is so loving and so giving. Many people have asked, how can a little small congregation continue to give and extend help to others like you do? And you know, really the only reason, the only explanation I can give is because we give to God first, and then, you know, He allows us to give to others. And I'm leading up to something that has made a very, very large and lasting impact on me, and I'm sure Penny also. But I want to extend a great big thank you to First Pentecostal Church for reaching deep in your heart and in your pockets and helping a precious family this year who was brought to our attention. In fact, we had to go out and look. We had to ask for some people to give us some names. And we were introduced to this precious family through Keith. And Keith, thank you so much. Keith and Ashley, so very much for what y'all did. And you gave. You gave money. Many people took names and bought presents. You bought gifts. You bought clothes for this precious family that needed a little help up, and who of us can't say that we've all needed that in our lifetime. And a very special thanks to Sister Wendy and Brother Kevin too. They were very instrumental in getting some bicycles. We understood that this family, the children, wanted bicycles, so we were able to get 4 bicycles along with the gifts. And thank God, amen. Brand new bicycles. And Sister Penny and I had the privilege, a special privilege, of delivering those. And, you know, Santa used a white pickup truck this year a little bit. So we loaded those bicycles in and we took them down there. And just to see the joy on the faces of that mom and dad and the appreciation, the heartfelt. And not only that, but we were also able, because you kept giving and kept giving and kept giving, we were also able to give them over $400 in cash.
Praise God.
As well as the other gifts. So when you're opening your presents this year, and when you're around your family, when you're so blessed and loving one another, just remember that the Bible says it's more blessed to give than receive. And it's certainly a blessing to receive. But this will be one Christmas I probably will never, ever forget, seeing the expressions. And they said that we are definitely coming to church to be able to thank the congregation. And they told us over and over, be sure you tell them. So First Pentecostal Church, from them to you, thank you so much for loving and giving to that special family and those precious little kids who are going to be riding all over the neighborhood in brand new bicycles this year. Isn't God great? Isn't God? Thank you so much for this.
We also had another family that was in need, and they had one child. And Sister Belinda coordinated getting that. And you gave a bunch. And so anyway, we helped our church helped 2 families that I know of. So. And then, of course, the mission that Brother Kevin and Sister Wendy do, they were able to help a lot of children.
Yes.
We appreciate all of that.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Before y'all are through, I didn't have the opportunity, or I won't say have the opportunity, I don't have the computer intelligence, should I say that. I was going to print off a paper for Brother Eddie and Sister Penny. I was talking about them being so selfless and serving others. This year we had Pastor Appreciations in October. We were hit in October with a lot of the COVID cases, what you call it, where we're sick, we miss a lot of church. So one thing we never want our pastor and his wife to do, which I don't think they do, is think that we take them for granted. So inside your paper, we had already talked about it and proved that I was supposed to get a picture of a cabin because we'd like to give you a cabin and some running money for a week for pastor appreciation. Hey, there you go. Good job. Thanks, Doug. So, I don't know that that's the cabin.
You're giving us this cabin?
For a week.
But one thing we did, we know hunting season's not over to January, so you get to pick the dates of when you want the cabin. So we truly appreciate, love y'all. We thank you for everything. We're sorry, Pastor Appreciation kind of got a little messed up, but along with the Christmas stuff we give you, we want you to know that we love y'all, we appreciate y'all, and that y'all are not taken for granted, so thank y'all.
You think, I don't know.
We don't have, y'all
can take it for granted anytime.
Hunting season's not over till sometime in February.
Well,
so,
unless.
I'll just go by myself. I'll just be a girlfriend.
There went your cabin, brother.
We'll appreciate it while we're out.
We'll appreciate the quiet.
Thank you so much.
We'll let y'all know how that comes out. Thank you again. God bless you. We love each and every one of you. I guess this concludes our service, unless anybody's got anything that they want to say. If any more cabins you want to give away. It's good to feel the joy of Christmas, isn't it? And it's good to feel the love of Christ. And, you know, like born-again Christians, we have this feeling all year long. My heart goes out to people who don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and just have a little Christmas cheer and then it's over. And I've already heard people saying, oh, just stressed out because of the festivities and Christmas. Hey, I like to keep it all year long.
Amen.
Because when you're born again and you've accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and in your life and you know you have a relationship with Emmanuel, amen. Then you can have joy regardless of what the year brings. And I don't know. I have no idea what 2021 is going to bring, but I know that if we will remain true to God, if we'll put our faith and trust in Him and not fear.
Come on, brother.
You have to rebuke fear.
Amen.
You cannot let fear guide you and ruin your life.
Praise the Lord.
So many people are allowing fear just to dictate their everyday life. You can be concerned, you can keep up with the current events, and you can certainly pray. But as a child of God, you do not need to let fear ruin your life. So faith is the opposite of fear. So in 2021, let's live and operate in faith. May God bless you. Thank you again for who you are and what you do. And thank First Pentecostal Church for your giving and your loving. Just hope that you have a wonderful and glorious and merry and blessed Christmas. Understand, this Wednesday night, we will be having a time of fellowship in the Curtis Center. Hope you like hot chocolate and Christmas cookies. Amen. If you don't like Christmas cookies, sit by me and I'll help you eat your Christmas cookies. There's something about Christmas cookies that just brings out an appetite in me. So we're looking forward to that. So we invite each and every one of you to come and be with us. So at this time, we'll ask you to stand. And we will not be having service tonight, so spend some time with your family. Enjoy the season. May God bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, Lord, for this day, God, and for the presentation this morning, God, for the songs, God, and the scriptures that were read, denoting the very fact that Jesus Christ came in a humble setting, born in a stable and laying in a manger. The King of Kings, the great I Am, who grew up to be the sacrificial lamb, God, that you intended him to be. Father, help us to always remember the real reason that we celebrate Christmas. Let us hold that relationship true. Bless each and every one here today under the sound of my voice. God, bless every family member that's represented. God, I pray your blessings. I pray your protection upon each and every one. Again, we ask that you go with us throughout this day and lead us and guide us and direct us. Touch those who are sick, God. Touch those who are afflicted. Comfort those who are in the hospitals and the nursing homes this morning. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Please leave your candles on the pews when you leave.
Oh, candles. Yeah, if you'll just leave the candles on the pews, we'll gather them up. And the offering...
Did we get anybody? Just hold the offering away.